going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
It's a good thing for you. You accepted this generous offer to join these guys for the show. And now it's time for the Draft Champions Fantasy Baseball Entertainment Podcast. Boom! It's a killer and no filler. Oh, hey, yeah, not that kind of killer. You know what I'm saying? So, here are your hosts, the Canadian consigliere, Zach Wax, and the godfather of the National Fantasy Baseball Championship, the living legend himself, Mike the Mouth.
Episode 7 of the Draft Champions Fantasy Baseball Entertainment Podcast. And we do have yet another show of all shows lined up tonight. And we are going to be joined soon by Adam Ronis of themessenger.com. If that's not some sort of Illuminati front operation name, nothing is for sure. Ronis will be out in about 30 minutes or so on the paid subscriber side of the broadcast and not the freeloader portion that many of you are listening to right now. I want to let you know, guys, just before we came on, and I'm going to introduce you guys in a second, that we just had a payout from Stripe, another payout going into our account. So we have hundreds of dollars that we've amassed now into the operating account. All of which will be going to Frank Piscani's salary as we go along, because we can't even convert that kind of money into Canadian dollars. It's not even worth it for Zach to get any money. So, but let me first introduce a couple of people without whom this show would be possible, not be possible, unless I was picked up by some serious production company with real talent provided to support me, in which case the show would be entirely possible without them. First, we are joined, as always, by our lost soul and a true salt of the earth individual, he, him, them, our Gen Z program director, producer, who has his own show feature dedicated to him, Frank Piscani.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you took it out of your profile. I just looked. Yeah. He's no longer a he, him.
There's no more profile. There's no
what
more.
What are we talking about?
I try to cover it all, the he, him, them. I got it all in there, all the pronouns.
I would like to clarify. I just use he, him. I don't think I've ever used they, them pronouns before.
You're not even in your pronoun. You're not even in your profile.
Well, he, are they him, not? They.
No, yeah. They're not.
No, I told him to take it out. That's why I took it out.
Because Mike said the he, him, them. So I'm like, okay, let's check this out. Look at your profile. Man, they're gone.
I see them in my Twitter profile still.
Yeah, he, him, them, just got back from the Nationals.
Okay, you're right. They are there. My bad. I was looking at the end of it. I'd expect it to be at the end, but they're the first thing.
There's no confusion on the show. We all know who we are. We know our sexual orientations. We know our genders. We know our nationalities. We know who's, you know.
So explain this.
We know all these things.
You're Gen Z, right? Why are those your pronouns? Because he, him, or would be pronouns that I would use to describe you, or like when you're not even there. So I'm like, him over there, and you're not even hearing me. Like, your pronouns are like me and I, right? Those would be your pronouns. And
yeah, I mean, those are like first person pronouns.
Exactly. But you're not using, like, those aren't your pronouns.
Those are the,
that's, he, him is not, they're not your pronouns. They're not yours.
Well, they're third person, but it's gender like identity with which one.
No, those are my pronouns. He, him, just to describe you. Those belong to me. and I can.
But it's my identity with which you're describing.
Just don't argue with Gen Zers. You're gonna get nowhere. Yes. Okay? It's not happening. You know, it's like trying to argue with Ricky.
I don't
Henderson
think it's a Gen
day.
Z thing. It's a like factual matter of grammar.
No, that's
again, this is Frank. Don't talk English grammar with Canadians. You're gonna go nowhere with that either. All right. We all know this is like trying to reason to Ricky Henderson back in the 80s when he was referring to himself to the third person and everybody thought it was a novelty, you know, way before Trump was doing it, you know. So don't even go there. But anyway, that was about the level of enthusiasm you get from Frank. He just got back from inexplicable reason going to a Nationals game who actually may be now ahead of the Mets. The Mets may actually be in last place in the division right now after that win tonight and their loss to the Pirates, as we're talking about that.
The Nationals did not win, but...
No, they lost. That's right, they lost. So that then I guess they're no great comeback in the ninth there, huh? For you,
unfortunately.
So, and joining us also is my equally perpetually lost, ever aspiring to be taken seriously Canadian co-host, my conciliary Zach Wack. Zach, how are you? And thanks for bringing virtually nothing of value to the table for tonight's show.
I'm great. You're welcome.
Yeah. What's going to happen? Let me ask you a question. I've been thinking about this. What's going to happen? Do you think when your kids hear these shows several years from now? And think that daddy was just a complete dick for doing them. What do you think is going to happen when they hear these shows?
Highly doubt they'll hear them. I highly doubt it.
He'll make sure he's going to prevent these shows never being heard by his children.
It's like a 1% chance. And it's a valid thought. And it's making me not want to do these anymore.
It does? Oh, bro, that's my out? I finally got an out. Yeah. Write that down, Frank. We got an out. That's a contractual out right there. He wants to get out because of his kids.
No, it's a very good point. It's a very good point.
First of all, Zach, look, okay, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit of a while about this concern about everybody worried about what they say and what people think. Can you imagine if my kids ever listened to the shit that I ever, when I started out, the stuff that I did, started back in the 80s in school, shit that I did on the radio, podcasting, all the incarnation things I did, the stuff that I put out there, man, forget it. You know, one of these days, if my kids ever listen to that kind of stuff, it's like, I have a lot of explaining to do.
So I didn't get you in your prime when you were like on my free podcast. That wasn't prime MTM because prime MTM, and I'll tell you something, this like we're trying to put out a quality show here. Prime MTM is fucking edgy. And we have amazing guests on the show and you're nice to them.
I'm not nice.
I think you're being too nice. I think we need to get edgy. Maybe we need to get edgier because I feel like maybe we've lost a little bit of the edge. We used to not like.
I'm waiting for the stupid punchline.
Who do we have on? Spore, James Anderson. They both told us to not make fun of the TGFBI. What did we do? What did I do? I just caved. I buckled and I said, yeah, you're right. Like, you know what? We're not nice people. We should try to be nicer. We need to get the edge back. I think.
It was you that said we can't make fun of Zola anymore and put him in the top in the list. And you eliminated that everybody's favorite subject. You know, first of all, I can guarantee you somewhere, okay, in his life, somewhere in Massachusetts where he's located, he secretly listens to these shows.
Where he's located, like he's like a monument.
He's like a freaking statue. He's like an attraction you can go visit.
Like he has like GPS coordinates.
He's like
never
an attraction in a zoo. The poor guy.
Like he has a latitude and longitude.
I've had conversations with him. He's actually a nice dude. I feel bad because you know whatever. But the thing is, he's like when you get joked about if it's consistent kind of thing, it should be like a flattery kind of thing. Whenever I bust my balls. And other shows, and I hear it. It pops up. I always smirk. I always think it's great. They always have when they say something fun. I love that. It's the most interesting part of the show when people are making fun of me in another show. I give free rein to people to do that. You know, you have a little thick skin. It's good.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all either. Yeah. It doesn't happen to me as much.
You should exactly. No. You shouldn't. So, but anyway, I want to thank and acknowledge all of our subscribers, and I want to basically appeal to those of you listening to the show right now who are getting this little free preview that. Thanks to Frank, our WizKid program director, puts these out. You're getting about 30 minutes of the show for free. Look, I just think for quality entertainment that you're going to hear on the other side here, it's worth a few bucks because it all goes to a good cause. You know, there's a sea of podcasts out there. Most of it junk. Most of it's all the same thing. There's 100 podcasts that all do the same thing. This is unique in its angle of what we do. Yes, I have to start being nastier, according to Zach, which I'll start doing that. Look, the only, and again, just to clarify and go back on that thought, look, we had Erickson on last time. You can see the guy was cracking. Okay, by the time he got through that top, he couldn't even get through.
Well, the top 10 is...
The fun, not the top 10, the fun fact. He called the top 10, another story. The fun fact, by the time he got to the sixth or seventh one, you know he was completely losing it. He couldn't win. That was his out to get out of the show. He couldn't take it anymore at that point. So I had to kind of reel it in a little bit to keep him on the show.
Fantastic idea making him read it because it makes for a really uncomfortable environment. And then no one reads the Todd Zola jokes.
Yeah. So again, that has been my new idea that I've had. So I stopped reading. I give it to the guest to read, which has been another brilliant concept, which is going to be awesome. And yeah, even what's his name? When Nando came on, he did a great read of all those jokes and he lost it at the Todd Zola. But again, Zola has not made the top, the fun facts. Again, Zola has not made, can we get some upset, sadness there, yeah. Frank, that Zola has not made, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll have to do an entire one just with him as everyone. That's what I'll do next show. The next guest we have on, it's going to be a top, it's going to be a fun facts. Every single one of them is going to be so related. So we should have, no, better yet, my goal is I'm going to get Zola on the next show and he's going to read the fun facts and they're all going to be about him. That's my ultimate question for the first time. I encourage you to go over draftchampionspod.com. That's draftchampionspod.com. Check out the website. Sign up there. You can cancel anytime. You're not going to want to. It's $399 a month to get 3 to 4 hours of fantastic entertainment. Also, some great fantasy baseball, high-stakes fantasy baseball talk. Pretty soon, we're coming up on it, Zach. We are going to be the only game in town because everything is shifting over to shitty fantasy football talk. Yep. And within the next month or two, we will be the only fantasy baseball podcast in town on the air doing our thing. So you're going to want to listen. We're going to be talking about all the drafts that we do. I won't be doing. I'm retiring. But Frank, that Zach and Frank will be doing. And I hope we have a party for me. Is there going to be a party for me when I officially retire, Zach? What do you think? Do you think anybody will give a shit?
Maybe make the mouth of Midnight Madness part of your retirement party next year.
Yeah, if we even have that, that'll be another, that's a whole other story, my rant, because I want to get about that in the news here. As I get into my rants about tonight, about the NFBC bagging New York City. I don't know if you heard that news, that officially New York City is done after 20 years. So I don't know what they're going to do about that. Now there's no, not happy. This is not a happy cat. I put a lot of effort and energy into the NFBC, especially in New York over the years. So we have several live events. You have the MTM Ultimate, which is the best live event that there was in the past tense in New York every year. And we'll have Ronis talk about that because he was responsible for one of our famous celebrity draft facilitator, Booth Babes, at the show. At the events that we'll talk about that. But now it's gone. It's all that tradition, all that stuff out the window, you know, and I got people telling me, oh, it's just going to be in Vegas. We can do different ways of doing things. It's not the same. I'm going to have to, if I had to hold that draft, I'd probably hold it in my state in New Jersey. Zach, I'd probably have to have everybody here and just hold it here and do it like here. I think we should do it. That might be a better one. Right. And then I'm going to have Frank come down and record the whole thing. You know, whatever, and just all the interaction, all the shit that goes down, you know, at the bar and estate at the MTM house. What do you think about that? MTM house videos. What do you think?
I like it.
And just do it that. Get a specially sanctioned event down here and do it that. So that way. And most of the people are East Coast anyway. But it's disappointing that, again, it's an end of an era, you know, all that great stuff in New York. Obviously, you know, the writing is on the wall with the freaking debacle, with the near-death experiences we had with certain players almost killing themselves at the events, and my blood-soaked body, you know, having to go through two drafts, which, of course, obviously are about as bloody as that event, that accident that happened beforehand, all that stuff in New York. I knew the end was nigh, you know, end of the world was nigh with that whole thing with Dave and Buster's. But it's a shame I haven't talked to anybody over there at the NFBC, but I will be see what's going to happen with that. But again, really shouldn't matter because if I'm not around, what difference does it make, right? Because it really, that's a really main reason why everybody comes to New York. So at that point, that's that.
And Dave and Buster's as well.
But
Dave and Buster's.
What about it?
That's why you'd go to the drafts in New York.
Hmm?
Don't they have it at Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, but they had a David Buss, like I said. That was their cheap alternative to getting hotels, which they can't afford, or they say they can't afford. It's not worth it for them to take the time to come to New York. So much for that.
So are they going to extend Vegas?
I don't know. I mean, possibly. I guess, or it's going to be a wraparound week. I don't know what they're going to do in Vegas. You know, they're going to try to cram all these live events, all these live things in Vegas there too. So I guess that's it. But I think there's going to be 1 week, week and a half. I don't know how it's going to be with Vegas. But that's it from what I understand. You know, and then who knows what the madness? Who knows about anything right now? I think it's all up in the air now. It's all depending upon, you know, what happens with me. I guess, you know, for the long run, we'll see what's going to happen. But
you just want people to say, "Oh, Mike, don't retire, please, we need you."
They have to do more than that, Zach, to keep me around. Okay, if this 3 year slide that I've been on is just really just not. It's just
what's going to happen? They're not going to have. They're going to have a fraction of the high stakes DCs. You're going to be missing 6 entries in the main event. Character that you are, you can't leave.
The marketing. Keep going. There's more intangible going on here than you realize that I won't be shepherding in such amazing people like Frank Biscani into the NFBC any longer. That's all.
Frank, main event next year. Why don't you spot him a main event next year?
Who?
Frank.
Frank can't even spot his own rent. What are you talking about? It's a crapshoot every month where he's going to be able to stay in his house. You know, right now I think he's recording.
Let's get a GoFundMe going for Frank.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. So, you know, I told Frank a great idea I had, which would be awesome. I think I said I'm going to start doing Govier like videos. I'm going to just go out in the street and start just doing videos like that of me just, you know, talking about stuff that's out there. You know, and just random stuff. You know, when you talk about airing your dirty laundry videos, you know, about things. That's what I'll do.
What will be your first video? What's the topic?
I'm gonna go out in front of the house that was in my neighborhood that got raided recently. They had a state police raid in my neighborhood the other morning. And the ironic thing, it was my son-in-law. It was his first job as a detective, as a state police. When he took him off the road, and he said, "Oh, guess what? We're doing early morning raid in your own neighborhood." You know, and I live in this freaking like. You know, I live in the friggin' like boondocks, you know, part of New Jersey. I'm like in the witness protection program down here in the fields of Jersey, you know, whatever. And I hear about this raid going on here. And turns out there was a little bit of a child pornography problem going on right down there. So of all places, figure that out in our neighborhood. Oof. And think about that. And so not good. See, I can talk about that. The world didn't end. I brought up a very bad topic. I didn't say we can't talk about it, but that's what happened. So, So that's what was going on right there. I'll go out and do some commentary about that house or the area, the neighborhood, that kind of stuff like that. But anyway, let's review what's on the show today because we're getting into it. All right, what's going to be happening on the show tonight? So front and center, as I said, will be our guest appearance with the incomparable Adam Ronis, who we will have with us for most of the show, knowing him. But I will do my best to push him over the edge so he bails after about 90 minutes. Zach has actually done some level of preparation for the broadcast, and he's put together a look into the first two rounds. What will be the NFBC main event drafts and how the top 30 picks will shake out. We will also continue to check in on all the rookies and big fab pickups this year and see how they will shake out in drafts in 2024 in terms of, you know, where they'll be taken. And Ronis is going to be giving his takes on some of these. We will check in on how things are with our close friend and fan of the show, Lisa Ann, because truly there just aren't enough ex-porn stars bringing her kind of fantasy content to the table in the industry today. We have our show Douchebag. We don't have a show mailbag. We have a show Douchebag. And this is a segment where we feature our listeners, subscribers, and other hapless jackass dumbass questions and other actions on Twitter or otherwise with some invaluable life advice taught by me along the way. And of course, we have my hilarious fun facts feature as read tonight by Adam Ronis, who has thoughtfully contributed some of these personally, I'm told. Or I just made that up. I forgot which one. That's what's going to be on the show this evening. So what do you have to add, Frank? Anything else?
I think you ran through it. That sounds like everything we got lined up.
I want to take the kind of medication that Frank takes every day. That's what I need. I need that kind of calming medication. I will live longer because I'm just gonna snap one day. Frank's gonna be like 112 years old sitting on his front porch and be perfectly fine. And
it's a good contrast between yourselves.
You know, it just
I think I add a nice little happy medium between you guys. It's a good dynamic that we have. Yeah.
You caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting to be asked about what's on the show today as you're going through it.
Yeah, I have to see before we bring Ronas on, because Ronas is really one of the true, you know, good dudes in the industry, non-douchey guys in the industry. He's really good at what he does and whatever. I got to tell you, some of the stuff I hear later on these podcasts recently, you gotta help me out, guys. If they're listening to this, you know, like Sedler, I love you, man. But, you know, he's got Dan Preppis and Sammy Reed. I don't know if you heard this podcast.
Okay? I listened to that one.
For the third time. Wait, it's not like you're doing a podcast every week that you run out of guests. This is the third time, and you for like a weekly, monthly podcast. It's like you know. And I haven't even been on the show once. Okay, the best I've gotten is a 5 a.m. invite with Matt Doobie Wood Davis. He asked me come on at 5 a.m. Okay, there's never been a time in recorded history that I've been up at 6-7 o'clock in the morning and felt good about it. Never in my life that I've been up. You know, this happened to me recently. I just got back. I was in Maine for a few days. I think I told you guys I took some time up in Maine. Ever. So my wife's going last day. Let's get out of here. Let's beat the traffic. Let's drive down. Let's get up on morning, early on morning, hit the road on morning and be out of the road by 7:30 in the morning. So 7:30 in the morning on Sunday just doesn't happen in my universe. So you have to get up at like 6 in the morning, right? Sorry? So you know who's up at that hour? Frank, do you know who's up at the hour of 6 o'clock in the morning? You know what they are? Joggers. That's who. Okay? It's empty streets of closed businesses filled with sad people who are jogging by themselves. And they should be sleeping, you know, and up at the hours when it's fun. That's all that's going on that hour of the morning. I said, this is seriously what people get up in their morning hours for. There's nobody on the streets. Everything's closed. And there's people jogging. Okay. Have you ever seen a happy jogger? Ask me this question. Have you ever driven down the road early in the morning and seen somebody jogging, smiling and happy and whatever? They always look like they're in pain. They're never happy. Right. So what convinced me to be up jogging at that hour of the morning?
I can't.
Okay, my rest my case.
You're not. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You're not going to be jogging. You're just going to be. You're going to be bench press, squats. You know, tanning, fake tanning.
Keep going.
Laundry. Yeah, GTL.
Yeah, it's a gym tan laundry, gym tone laundry. Keep talking.
Pants.
See, people can't see this right now. Frank's got the sheeting grin on his face. Like he loved everything you're saying right now. Like he's agreeing with it. Like yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's what I'd be doing. Okay. And then we have, we didn't get the tape for this, but I wish we could have. Then we have Erickson and Jenstad. God love them. Okay. Never has there been a pairing of two nicer guys who are more worried about saying the wrong thing or not being liked by everyone. I mean, that's their main thing going on when they do. They do great on their podcast. But if you look up vanilla in the dictionary next year, you will find their names. Yeah. Erickson was talking about on our show. I don't know if you caught that. Did you hear the little thing when he's talking about telling Jenstad to exist on our show? You know? And he told him to skip over. He said, I'll skip over. He lowered his voice. Like it's a secret. He's recording. He lowers his voice, whispering, telling Jenstad is on the air. Don't listen to the top 10. I mean, the top 10 list. First of all, it's not a top 10. It was the fun facts. And then Jenstad goes, oh, yeah, I heard I made the list. Like, it was some horrible thing. Like he's like he's going to be like on the hit list or something like that, you know, about the whole thing. So he's like, just skip over that. Because if you heard it, God forbid you'd melt. Right, if you heard a joke about yourself, you might fall to pieces, right?
It wasn't even that bad. I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't even that. He was like the least bad of the fun facts that were on there too. And then on their latest episode, the famous thing of they're going there because Erickson brought up about the recent NFBC free look debacle. We had that free look.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that. Right?
You know, he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't think you were going to go there. Like, he's all twisted that Erickson brought up. Like, this is going to be some kind of controversial subject that we all talk about, the NFBC free look kind of thing, right?
Right.
And Jenstad proceeds to say he couldn't make any changes because he was stuck in the car on the way to, wait for it, a Taylor Swift concert.
Well, he got his wife to make some changes, I think.
Didn't he
get his wife to make some changes? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, shockingly, she knows how to make the changes of like it's some sort of rocket science to like switch out like fucking Spencer Strider out of your lineup.
You're nearly a 50-year-old man. I don't care if you're doing it for your kid. You just don't admit publicly, okay, that you're going to a Taylor Swift concert, okay? You just don't do it.
I thought he was just going with his wife.
That's what I thought originally, because there was no mention of being in the car with his daughter. He had a little daughter that he's bringing her to a Swift cut. Let's check in on Frank. Okay, are you a Swifty, Frank? Are you a Tay Tay? Is he one?
No,
Tay Tay.
No, I would not say I'm a Swifty. No,
he knows damn well he's been to a Taylor Swift concert. Now he'll never forget to admit it. Yeah, okay.
I wish I could say I have.
But and then the same thing was the Wander Franco cuff that came up. You know, and they both like they went, okay, we're gonna let that one go. We're not gonna talk about the Wanda Franco situation, because God forbid if you mention that there's an investigation and probably he was with someone underage, that's gonna make it worse. Like it's almost like the boogeyman's listening is gonna make it come true if we say, talk out loud and talk about Wanda Franco and accusations about Wanda Franco.
Yeah, they're like, oh well, you know what? There's news. Like I'm just gonna say the news and that's it. I can't, I'm only saying it to you might want to get him out of your lineups, but really I'm hating saying this right now.
I hate to admit this. I can't believe I drafted. I feel terrible for drafting this horrible person, you know, which can probably more than likely, as we might get into this, I think this made the show douchebag, is probably completely a joke of what they're doing here. But that's another subject. But what is going to happen? You know, I got this is my advice.
He's toast. Okay? He's toast. Franco's toast.
Franco's toast. You think he's done? You think he's that's
yeah.
it?
You yeah, think he's toast. You know, like yeah. You keep making fun of me for drafting Trevor Bauer in these DCs. That's a different. That's a different situation. That's not black and white. This is black and white. Like this is, he's fucking done. Franco's mm-hmm. fucking done. And you've seen we can you want to get we'll get into it later. Well, Ronis is waiting. We'll get into this later.
We'll get into this later. Okay.
Yeah.
But well, we'll get into it. But anyway, we're off to a roaring start for the show. Hope everybody's been just listening to like this part of the show. All the great shit's coming up after we dump you guys that are the freeloaders listening right now. So you want to sign up. DraftChampionsPod.com. Take a listen. You get all the past shows. You get all the new shows. All the fun content and stuff we put up there. It's well worth it. You'll keep you entertained. You get about. You pay more than that for you know going to see the Barbie movie. Go see the Barbie movie yet, Frank?
Oh yeah,
go see
I loved it.
Oh,
we can talk about that later.
Was it Barbenheimer night for you? Did you see him?
Sure
both?
Was.
You,
oh hell yeah! I was waiting for that for like a whole year.
See, you're amazed about how much I'm up with pop culture and everything, aren't you? From my age, you're pretty shocked that I'm well aware of this whole thing, correct? you know. But anyway, I just so anyway, I'm glad we established that Frank, you know, has seen Barbie. We will take a break now, and hopefully, like I said, hope to have you guys on as some regular listeners down the road for the show for all the hijinks and shenanigans, and we are going to cut away and then come back with the one, the only, great Adam Ronis.
Hello, and thank you for listening. This is Frank Biscani, production director extraordinaire for the Draft Champions Fantasy Baseball Entertainment Podcast. At this time, the free ride is over, and we have to let you go. But if you want to listen to the rest of this episode or any of our other amazing shows, current, past, future, head over to DraftChampionsPod.com and subscribe today. And now, I leave you with these friendly goodbye wishes, compliments of the star of the show himself, MTM.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Fastball drilled to deep left. Get out of here. Go.
Get out of here, you nosy little pervert, or I'm going to slap you silly.
Get the fuck out of here.
I owe you nothing.
And out of here. Goodbye, home run.
Get the fuck out of here.
Deep left field. That goes up to back near the wall. It's out of here. Bartolo has done it.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And that baby's gone.
Why don't you get the fuck out of here?
You're nothing like
it. Welcome.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Bing, that's the end of that.